Exclusive, Anthony Sabatini, Biden should not accept refugees from Afghanistan. By Wendell Hasebo and Jacob Bliss on August 15, 2021. President Joe Biden should reject refugees from the future humanitarian crisis emanating from the Taliban's conquest of Afghanistan. U.S. House candidate and Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini, R., told Breitbart News exclusively on Sunday. Under no circumstances should America accept a single refugee from Afghanistan due to Biden's disorderly withdrawal. Sabatini stated regarding the refugee policy enacted by Canada in fear of Taliban reprisals against Afghans. We cannot afford to further contribute to the hundreds of thousands of refugees no matter where they come from, South America, Middle East, or Asia. Sabatini said there are vast differences between Western and Eastern societies. Americans don't want Middle Eastern foreigners shipped into our country. These people do not share our culture, history, and traditions, he said. American families have already paid the ultimate price over the last 20 years. We sent our brothers, sisters, sons, and daughters to the endless wars. We paid our taxes to finance the wars. We will not be put on the hook for potentially 100,000 refugees, Sabatini explained. The Uni Party in Washington must be held accountable for their failures, not the American people. Absolutely zero Afghanistan refugees, reiterated Sabatini. And I continue to call for a 100% immigration moratorium. When asked if Biden should be impeached for his policies that have contributed to the 21-year high immigration crisis, Sabatini said, Biden should be impeached. He has been reckless and dangerous, he said. Taliban fighters last month, after capturing the Afghan provinces, went door to door looking for people who had worked with the government, killing at least 27 civilians, wounding 10 others and looting homes. According to the semi-official Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission, the Associated Press, AP, reported Sunday. After capturing Herat, Taliban fighters paraded two alleged thieves through the streets with black makeup on their faces, the AP continued. That's considered a warning, while repeat offenders risk having a hand cut off. The Taliban have also been known to stone suspected adulterers and carry out public executions in accordance with their harsh version of Islamic law. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani left the country on Sunday after the arrival of Taliban forces to Kabul, Breitbart News reported Sunday. Soon after, the AP reported the American ambassador in Afghanistan fled Kabul for the airport in full retreat. The Taliban have taken over the president's palace. As a state legislator while serving in the National Guard, Sabatini has demanded Fauci be thrown in jail due to his funding of the Wuhan lab in China, called for an immigration moratorium to protect American workers' wages and reduce crime, and pushed Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, to prohibit mask mandates for the upcoming school year. He additionally requested DeSantis to call a special legislative session to ban woke corporations, tyrannical local governments, and radical school boards from implementing their own vaccine and mask mandates. Sabatini is running for Florida's 7th District against Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.